Pakistan's highest court and the government appear to move closer to resolving a long-running legal battle that once threatened the country's fragile democracy. In a latest development, the Supreme Court has approved a draft letter from the government to be sent to the Swiss authorities for reviving money laundering cases against the president. But it is unclear if the breakthrough will lead to the trial of President Zardari. The government claims no such question arises.
The government of Pakistan has complied with the judgment passed by the Supreme Court of Pakistan in the letter which is going to be sent to the Attorney General of Geneva, and this letter has been approved by the Supreme Court of Pakistan, and the concerns and the letter has been written without prejudice to the legal rights and defenses available to the government of Pakistan.
The cases date back to 1990s when Zardari and his late wife, former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, were charged with money laundering. However, charges were withdrawn in 2008 by then military ruler General Pervez Musharraf under a controversial amnesty granted to politicians. The move was declared illegal by the country's top court in 2009 and ordered the government to revive all corruption cases.
Many people are questioning that why the government took almost 3 years to implement the Supreme Court decision, given the claims by the ruling Pakistan People's Party that writing a letter to Swiss authorities will not pose any threat to President Zardari.
The ruling People's Party has until now resisted the court decision, and in the process, even the former Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani lost his job.
This amicable resolution has not come without a cost. Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani had to go home only because he refused to write this letter, and therefore he was charged in contempt and convicted and sent packing. And today when this letter is written, certainly the basic question being raised is that why Prime Minister Gilani was made a sacrificial goat.
But the government insists the breakthrough is a victory for democracy and the rule of law. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.